Warning, warning, radio station Y2K malfunction.
This is Walt Gesundheit with today's business report brought to you by Abbey's Effervescent Salt. Trading was mixed on Wall Street yesterday. The first session of 1900 saw Federal Steel lose nearly 3 points to close at 52.5. The biggest gainer was General Electric, up a whopping 5.75 to close at 123.75. Other big gains were made by American Steel Hoop, up 3.5, American Ice, up 3.875, and American Linseed, which closed at 13, up 0.875. Clearly, the 1900s will be a century of continued market domination for timeless essentials such as linseed, ice, and steel hoops. Now this.
Taking chances in business matters is bad policy. Taking chances with your health is the next thing to suicide. Don't let a little illness have its own way until it gets stronger than yourself. Stamp it out now. Abbey's Effervescent Salt will do it. Its daily use regulates health, cures, and prevents diseases. There are some people who never do anything until they have to. Don't be one of them. Take care of your health while you have it. Retain it by the daily use of Abbey's Effervescent Salt at all druggists. 25 cents, 50 cents, and a dollar per bottle.
How much will it cost to live in this new century? Well, as 1899 closed, you could mail a letter for 2 cents, buy a loaf of bread for 3 cents, and a gallon of gas for a nickel. A jar of milk is 30 cents, a car $500, a house $4,000, and our average annual income is now up to $637. And that's the way it is as we begin 1900. For all of us here in the TCapsule.com newsroom, this is Walt Gesundheit.